All right, Razor joining us in 15 minutes. Talk about a big one for the Stars last night. But first, explosive audio.
Yeah, and it's not until I hear something like this that I realize that I need to retire from radio. I need to get out of radio. P1 Mark That has compiled his latest out-of-context Gordo. And I sound an insane person.
Yeah, that's about right.
If someone tuned in and heard any of these things, if they're from out of state and want to check out, what is sports radio in Dallas-Fort Worth like? And they listen to this.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. It's a total mess. But there are several giggles in here. And some of these you'll recognize from conversations we've had. But once again, try to imagine yourself and put yourself in the headspace of someone who's listening to all of this out of context. And it becomes extra enjoyable. All right, let's talk about exploding vagina candles. You guys would be so annoyed by the wet shaving forums that I frequent. Friends and associates agreed that I was without a doubt D.B. Cooper. Why don't we just put the coronavirus vaccine in the water? We mated with Neanderthals. Hard. Does it seem like orangutans have the biggest smoking problem among all the yes. monkeys and primates? Don't you think most babes are men, though? I love that we got back into facial hair, using each other's temporary toilets now. I routinely have dinners with homeless people. I don't know where babies grow.
I'm gay! I'm a gay man!
Four garbage bags of people. How frequent is testicular torsion? Think about how much more entertainment there would be in the world if all pets wore clothing. I'm going to be confessing to all kinds of sex with men. The dad pulled out, so you couldn't see into the woman's vagina. Here it is, her uterus. Dog clothing subscription is the wave of the future. Babies grow in a woman's boobs. Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. I'm used to being from Texas, and I enjoy men and women. You know, I'm a good Christian. You have to protect me.
We still just want to breed, man. Come on. Give me breed.
You mean I can't try to overthrow? I should still be allowed to fly even though I tried to overthrow the government. We need to investigate tortoises. I've been looking into time travel a lot on the internet, trying to buy a time machine. Is there a chance that I could go back to Jesus' time? As long as you're chanting USA while trying to overthrow the government of the USA, then you're not an insurrectionist. When we're using each other as quick appliances like that, it does kind of seem like it, right? You just find an app. I gotta find someone real quick. Okay, hey, let's get together. Okay, bye. That's my goal, is to at least fall under the protection of Jesus. Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina exploded in this woman's living room, and it closely resembled sketches of the hijack. I just want entertainment constantly being shot into my eyeballs and awesome tasting stuff being crammed into my mouth.
And it's got to be at a certain high level.
Constant orgasms being extracted from my groin. And if I'm not getting that at all times, then the world sucks and somebody's not doing enough for me. If you believe that climate change is real, you're just falling for China. If someone's not letting me be angry enough, I just accuse them of tone policing. Our job is to sit back and pass judgment on the rest of the world. Would Jesus understand my English?
This smells like my vagina.
Have you ever seen a Nazi monkey? China's in on this conspiracy. They sent all this fake snow to the U.S. in an effort to convince Americans that climate change is real. Do you think most people know how toilets work? There's not enough porn in it. Sure. It's probably about 10 inches, I would say. I hardly ever see people turning around. My mom went through a phase where we drank out of pewter goblets. Rita Wilson and I want to thank everyone here down under who are taking such good care of us. We have COVID-19 and are in isolation, so we do not spread it to anyone else. Let's put a bullet in Mom's head before we start the movie. I hate green eggs and ham. I got some stuff to do today. I can't get wasted. First of all, I just want to say, oh gosh, it's burning. First of all, I just want, oh man, my arm is on fire. I just want to say, I'm sorry to the victim's family here because of, oh my God, I'm feeling sleepy. Oh man. I apologize to the victim's family. I didn't mean to do what I did, and I know that I've ruined a lot of people's lives, and I got to get one more thing out before this
before this is taking over my body, I gotta say, it's a girl!
Hey, email me, and I will make a video for your wife.
Oh, there man. You go. Good God.
And the second to the last one, that's the idea for a guy on death
yeah,
row to...
that's death row make the announcement. Gender reveal.
Yeah.
The craziest one was when his Paltrow's vagina exploded in that lady's living room.
If you think that's crazy, you ought to hear what we have to listen to during commercial breaks.
What?
From you.
You don't have to listen to anything.
We do.
I'm always very quiet, very peaceful during commercial breaks. Mm.
I always try to tell you it's quiet time and you keep talking.
Well, I can't help it. I got that stupid Four Non Blondes song stuck in my head.
That and Kemp Spin.
Kemp
over,
Spin!
Over
Kemp
and over
Spin!
Again.
Kemp Spin! Kemp Spin! Kemp Spin! Kemp Spin!
And then when
Kemp
we say Spin. Something to you, you Kemp say, Spin. Yeah, I'm with you. I totally agree.
Hey, no, we're on the same team here.
Okay.
We're all against me. I join you in being against me.
Put that one in the next montage. All right, way to go, Gordo. It's 8:45 on the ticket. The Stars get a win, and there's a player who's been racking up some numbers the last couple of weeks that we'll talk about with Daryl Razor Ray next.
Kemp Spin!